Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Ravens off the bye and back on the practice field. Everybody practicing except for Tavius Robinson, who's going to go on the IR, and Lamar Jackson. With that, let's go out to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline, where Jonas Schaefer, who covers the Ravens for the Baltimore Banner, joins us now. And Jonas, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. So in a normal week, there wouldn't be practice viewing on a Monday. Lamar not out there today. With that, where's your level of confidence that he will be out there on Wednesday?
I get asked me in about half an hour. I was probably half expecting him to be out there today. I saw, you know, not to read too much into the social media dealies, but I think I saw that he, you know, was shared on the Instagram story of, you know, his trainer, personal trainer, down in South Florida. So that gave me some optimism that he reached a point where he would be able to at least do some limited works, at least do some limited reps out there working today, but I guess not. Obviously, your point about the fact that this is all getting magnified because they are practicing Monday when they normally wouldn't is a little bit worrisome, but it's definitely not a good sign considering what it's been close to a month now that we're getting up on this second. But,
oh, the band's playing.
Are you at a football game?
He's at practice, I think.
Hello?
Sorry, guys.
Oh, no, that's cool. Oh, do they have like the, is that like the Ravens band practicing? Or?
Yes, it is.
Oh, wow. Very, very festive. I'm guessing you paid at least a little bit of attention to the Bears-Saints matchup. I know this is one that some people out there have on a list of, you know, easy, relatively easy wins. Vegas has them favored by almost a touchdown. Does this strike you as a potentially sticky wicket at all?
Yeah, I mean, I don't. Despite the line being what it is, I don't think I'm going to take the Ravens to win a game. I don't think I'm going to pick them to win this game. I don't think it's hard for me to pick them to win any game until I actually see them do it. Just I've lost so much trust and faith in this whole operation, and you know, just to drill down on one aspect of this game, like I think the Bears have had three of their best run game performances basically of like the past 10 or 15 yes. years in the past month or so. And what am I still doubtful about the Ravens' ability to do? Stop the run.
Yeah.
Especially with no Tavius Robinson, especially with, you know, a Kayvon Rucker or Malik Cam or some other Jag coming in to be the fourth outside linebacker here. It's just, it doesn't inspire you with confidence. And I know that, you know, Caleb being who he is and the off target rate being as high as it is, maybe that lends itself to the kind of interceptions and turnovers that the Ravens desperately need. But this just feels like a spot where I'm very surprised that it's a 6.5-point spread, because I just don't feel like, based on what the two teams have showed the past month, that's representative of where these teams are at.
We're talking to Jonas Schaefer, Inside Access here on the Fan. Let's go down a little rabbit hole here for a second. Assuming Lamar doesn't practice on Wednesday, and that probably makes it a little bit unlikely that he plays Sunday. Is it Cooper Rush or Tyler Huntley who starts Sunday, in your opinion?
Man, I guess it would be Huntley. It's tough. I think John's backed into a little bit of a corner where he has to make some tough personnel decisions just to keep the vultures from circling on this team. You know, you have to make a change along the offensive line, or you have to make a change at quarterback, just do something to put, you know, a stick of dynamite in this team, shake something up. I keep coming back to just like John Harbaugh wants this offense to stay on schedule. And does that mean that he feels more comfortable with Cooper Rush doing with his limitations as an out of structure guy and some of the questionable decision making that he's made? Or do you put your faith in Tyler Huntley, who, you know, had what, 3 carries for over 30 yards in that game against the Rams, but was also sacked what, 3 or 4 times in less than a quarter of action? I mean, like the one thing you cannot do if you want to have successful drives is take sacks. And Cooper Rush has not taken sacks, but he's also not done a whole lot else well. And one thing that Tyler Huntley continuously does poorly is take sacks. So maybe, you know, him getting some more game reps, him getting more acclimated to the game speed would help him cut down on those things. But I just think for both players, you kind of are who you are at this point in your career. And it really just comes down to, you know, which guy, I guess, does Todd Monken have the most faith in and being able to operate this offense.
Do you think we see a reconfigured offensive line? Do you think we will see, we've in years past when the defense was broken, right? We definitely saw personnel changes. And I don't know that they have that many, you know, cards to play on that side of the ball. But do you think we start to see some noticeable differences with offensive personnel beyond just, you know, hopefully Lamar and Ricard coming back from injury?
Yeah, I think we should. I guess you could argue that George Warhop kind of backed Harbaugh into a bit of a corner, even more than what he's already been in, because of the fact that he said that he feels like Voorhees and Lele have improved every single week, when obviously the tape and the stats and everything else suggest that is not the case. But, you know, you got to change something. I mean, I think probably the most, just to kind of go on a bit of a tangent, I guess probably the biggest indictment of the depth of this group is, like, you see teams around the league leaning into these 6 offensive line sets that the Ravens even did last year with Josh Jones, who they obviously lost to Seattle, and they just have not had the faith to go and do that as basically their Pat Ricard replacement. So it's a little bit worrisome that they don't have the faith in Ben Cleveland or a Nopum when Stanley's already out there, or Corey Bullock, just to give this run game some more oomph, especially against teams that tend to play light. So I think we probably should see some change. I guess we'll get a better sense when we have better eyes on practice where that will make a change. But I think at this point, after the kind of whiffs that Filele continues to stack on camera, it's probably more likely him than Voorhees.
Jonas, you alluded to Warhop, and I know you're not a columnist, you're a beat guy, but we played a lot of the audio from Tuesday, and it felt like we were like in an alternate reality. That, like, that they're 1-5, and they're telling us everything's okay. Like, you're there listening to it in real time. Was it surprising, some of what you heard?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think every bit of it was surprising. It's, you can kind of pick and choose which assistant coach you had the big, who gave you the biggest LOL moment. Was it like Tavius Robinson being compared to some of the best guys in the game at whatever he was doing? Is it that Voorhees and Filele are continuing to improve? Is it that, like, the running that the Ravens feel like they've run the ball well in every game but 2? I think that was another Warhop quote. It's just one thing after another. And, you know, I get obviously that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Now, these guys need to be, they might feel the need to protect some of the confidence and the self-belief in some of these guys. But then, you know, you also hear that Zach Gore is a guy who will tell guys what they need to hear. And if you are telling them what they need to hear, then what is the point in kind of obfuscating the truth at these pressers through either Zach Gore's microphone or through the microphone of his other guys? So there's a little bit of cognitive dissonance there that I'm still trying to kind of wrap my head around.
Well, yeah, I mean, it seems like there's a credibility gap. Like last week, I just felt like, I mean, you guys are hearing it in real time. Like it was like sort of the march of the gaslighters, like Chuck, you know what I mean? And I like Chuck Smith. I really like him. Yeah. I like his personality. Yeah. Like, but my God, like the hyperbole. I mean, he's the one telling us Zach Orr was walking on water this summer. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. And then Zach Orr and then Warhop.
T. Martin telling us the backup quarterback playing
football. It's a great opportunity. Like, I do sort of wonder sometimes, like, I know what you present outwardly is not what you think all the time inwardly. But were you watched, like, throughout those 3 days where they brought people in before they shut it down, was there a part of you that was just like, enough already? Like, we actually are watching these games. Like what are we trying to accomplish here?
Yeah, and, you know, obviously you try to respect these guys. You try to respect the positions that they put in. You try to respect this whole operation. But, you know, like one of the questions that I asked of Pagano was basically like, what do you make of the rough start to Roquan Smith and Marlon Humphrey's season? And, you know, he acknowledged that they are, you know, kind of had some ups and downs, but he expressed full confidence that they'd be able to come back because they're both accountable and, you know, they know what's going on. It's like, well, I guess they could be accountable inside the building, but none of those guys has really been as regular a locker room presence after games or during the season as your notion of accountability might suggest. So it is just trying to, you know, keep two things, trying to wrap your mind around two things, you know, being, you're just trying to reconcile what you are seeing and what you're hearing. And it's tough to do. And obviously, you know, this PR staff is kind of in uncharted waters here with the season going off the rails as early as it has. And maybe that has just kind of raised the DEFCON levels to unforeseen levels. And that's kind of had a trickle down effect on how they want the coaches to talk. But it is very disappointing, I think. And I think everyone who's a self-respecting Ravens fan who bothered to listen to those interviews on Tuesday came away shaking their head.
Let's finish with this and something we're going to tackle next segment, and that's the Kyle Hamilton of it all. And what do you think he could or should be doing more as we move forward here on this defense?
That's a good question. I mean, I guess if you want to be optimistic, you can say that him being there next to Roquan could rekindle some of that 2023 synergy, you know, that maybe part of the reason why, I mean, I guess it didn't really do a whole lot for Roquan in the first half of last year when Kyle was playing more closer to the box and they were relying on those three safety looks. But, you know, I think you just have to be careful about how you use him. You don't want to, you want him to be instinctive. You want him to, you know, he's such a smart player on picking up on tendencies. And like when a guy goes to motion, he's able to time those blitzes just incredibly well because he's so savvy and he's so, you know, deep in the weeds about that kind of stuff. So I think, you know, they have to ask him to play in coverage. I think they have to ask him to cover the middle of the field. That was something that they did really well against the Rams. You know, it was like a huge, huge worry for me if I were the Ravens about protecting the middle of the field, and they did a much better job of it on Sunday. And I attribute part of that to Kyle Hamilton, but we'll see.
Jonas Schaefer covers the Ravens for the Baltimore Banner. Jonas, always great, man. Thank you so much for your
Thanks,
time. We
buddy.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. I'll end you with the music of the band right here. Right?
We love it.
Thank you. Thanks so much. Hey, when we come back, the question we just asked Jonas, we will tackle ourselves. What could and should Kyle Hamilton be doing more as this season moves forward? We'll discuss next here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.